WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Yeah. Good morning. 7:39, Brock Hunter.
Mega Power.
Mega Power, yeah. Oh, I got a tickle in my nose. I didn't take any of my Afrin this morning because I didn't want to be addicted. But I wish I did because my nose is.
Because you're addicted.
Yeah, see, I am addicted to that sweet, sweet relief. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook this morning talking about our worst. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
I screwed up. What moment did you have? I mean, where do we start with you, buddy?
Where do we start?
Basically, the moment you just came flying out of your mama.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's what your parents said. Uh-oh.
No, I screwed up. Screwed up. Damn it.
Why? Dad's just like, I screwed up.
Yeah, there's one time where you're riding around a golf cart, bro.
Yeah.
Parked it in the garage of my parents' house and plugged it in because it needed to charge.
Hold on, really. If you don't know the epic story of the burned down house.
Here it is. Push it in. To charge the cart. That's what people do.
Smart. Honestly, you didn't do anything wrong.
In the end, I mean, technically, in the end, it wasn't. It wasn't anybody's fault because apparently it's a common thing that electric golf carts catch on fire.
I never heard of it
Probably shouldn't plug them into the house garage, maybe the shed or the out barn. So, 5 minutes after that. My brother and I looking in, we're out in the yard throwing the football around. Look to the house, and the garage is fully engulfed in flames. And that was the moment I thought to myself, oh my God, I screwed up. Dude,
I just can't even imagine.
It's about 1,000 feet from the basketball court at my parents' house to the garage.
Yep.
And I ran that 1,000 feet in about 0.2 seconds.
Yeah.
The fastest I've ever ran in my life. Dude, as soon as I saw that golf cart, how engulfed it was on fire.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. House is gone.
I screwed up.
What do I do? First thing I do, I grab a cooler and I run over to the hot tub to grab a huge, cooler full of water.
What's it going to do? It's hot water. That's not going to put out the fire.
No, dude, your brain is so, you're thinking about 1,000 things at this given moment.
Yep.
That's all I could think of. All right, cooler, water, fill it up. So I open up a door, and it's just billowing smoke. You can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just throw a cooler full of water on smoke. Not even near a fire. I'm telling you, that's how bad your brain is. Yeah. Just like, you got to do something.
Yep.
And you know what I do after that? I go outside, and I run around the house like 5 times, trying to find something. What can I do? What can I do? Finally, my dad's just like, go meet the fire department at the end of the driveway. Guide him down. So I'm barefoot, man. Dude, it was a terrible, terrible situation. I don't wish it upon anybody.
You screwed up.
But that was the moment I was like, dude.
Hunter, you screwed up.
I blew it.
I don't know if anyone can top that one. I'll give you mine, which also involves fire.
Mm-hmm.
Here in just a little bit. So
all in the end, everything worked out.
Everything's fine.
House had to be gutted, repaired the house. The only thing that sucked is we lost a cat. So I murdered a cat. Thanks.
You cat murderer.
I know.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What was your biggest I screwed up moment?
Do it.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yes, what's up?
Yes. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Talking about our worst I screwed up moments.
Well, it's your turn. You blew it a bunch.
Well, I grew up on a farm, so I did a lot of stupid things. Where I'm like, I screwed up.
No, let me tell your dad's first. Then you can go on to yours.
Yeah?
Yeah, your dad. He was looking out the window. He was thinking, God, I screwed up. When you and your brother were shooting yourselves with 20, no, shooting each other with 22s.
First of all, birdshot 22. Totally fine. We shot it at a pop can.
It's not totally fine.
And Dad and wasn't around for that. Do you think we would have done that with Dad around?
Don't let people think that's okay.
Okay, everyone. If you think that my brother and I didn't properly think this through, okay? First of all, we were shooting at some birds. Didn't even kill the birds. So we're like, they can't be that bad.
It's because they're elusive.
Then we set a pop can up about 50 yards away. Didn't even break the pop can.
It's because it's elusive.
It's a little tiny pop can. Did a little... Yeah. That's it. So we figured no way it's going to go. It's going to go through a pan.
It's about as thick as your cranium is. So
I put a pot over my head. I was in full Carhartt gear. Totally fine. Didn't even feel it.
See that? Right there. Right there. I put a pot over my head.
Well, you got to be smart.
You got to be smart.
Science. That one actually surprisingly isn't on the list.
Oh, man. So ladies and gentlemen, children, if you're listening, that is not okay. Don't do that.
Don't be a pussy.
Don't be Brock.
Birdshot. There's like three BBs in there. Two of mine actually involve fire. Mm-hmm. One of them is when I burnt the toilet seat in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. That one.
The toilet paper was quite flammable.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom learned, don't put candles in the bathroom near the toilet because my little pyromaniac son will set stuff on fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one literally, I dropped it right in between my legs and burnt the seat. The foam cushiony seat. The other one was we were having a party, and we had this old Chevy Cavalier, two-door Cavalier, little five-speed, awesome car.
Yeah.
Up until my mom forgot to put it in, put the brake on, and it rolled down and ripped the door off.
Hey.
So now we just made it a vehicle, like a farm vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, we were having a party, and of course, all the city folk friends don't know how to handle themselves out in the country. Mm-mm. They go crazy. It's anarchy. Well, at one point, we ended up rolling the Cavalier down a hill when it stopped driving after we just beat the hell out of it. We rolled it down a hill. And then the moment where I see smoke starting to pour out of the vehicle, I thought, oh, no, I screwed up.
Oh, man.
We set the car on fire.
Ah.
But then I heard pew, 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 pew. There's a box of 1,000 22 shells in the back of that Cavalier.
Oh, my God.
And that's when I said, ah, no, that's it. I really screwed up at this point.
You know what? You know what? Hand it over. Your 22 is gone. Hand it over. Seriously, hand it over. Before you hurt somebody or hurt somebody
it
else.
It wasn't my fault.
Give me the ammo. Give me the gun.
It was the city kid's fault. I just should have kept a closer eye on him.
You'll get it. You know what? You're going to get your 22 back with your man card you ever get that back.
When you show me that you can be responsible with it. So, yeah. And then... When I saw the amount of black billowing smoke, thank God it was a dark night that night. Like, there wasn't a big moon. Yeah. We would have been screwed.
Yeah. What'd you do?
What, with that?
Did you just leave it?
We just let it burn out.
Yeah.
Just let it burn out. That's all you can do when you set a Cavalier on fire.
You definitely lived in the country.
Oh, my God, dude. Terrible. I screwed up.
You were a country folk.
I think I even told my dad. I looked at my dad and said, Dad, I screwed up.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
When you got to tell your dad that. And it's never at a good time.
No.
And it's never when he's in a good mood.
Well, no, because he was, of course, mom and dad were at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And just listening, I'm sure, to the ruckus going on outside. Mm-hmm. A bunch of kids horsing. I don't know why my brother and I thought that'd be a good idea to let them have any control whatsoever. The high school kids, the city folk.
It's when you got to admit it to your parents.
Terrible.
It's just shameful.
It is shameful. All right, we'll be back in a few with more I screwed up moments. Now, good morning. 7:59, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Talking about our, I screwed up. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, I screwed up. We got some great comments on Facebook. What was your worst I screwed up moment? Chad said, sleeping with a former boss's ex-wife.
Ah.
That's just funny right there.
Nice.
Let's see. Jason, I was in a bar and it was karaoke night. I commented on horrible this lady's voice was and made a joke saying, damn, I bet the dogs on this block are howling for mercy. Then it was brought to my attention I was sitting next to her bodybuilding husband.
Oh,
God. This lady sucks. That's my wife. I mean, sucks so good it's great. Can't come back from that one. Allie said, getting married.
I do.
I screwed up.
Screwed up.
Laura said, being born. Sorry, Laura. Can't fix that one. Let's see.
I got one.
You got one? God, these, some of these are just so good.
The moment I realized I screwed up.
Yeah.
Next up for the hot body contest, Hunter. Hunter, we're looking for Hunter for the hot body contest.
Anytime you can bring that up, I'm okay with
it. As soon as they call Hunter for the hot body contest. Oh, God, dude, no.
Yep, it's your turn.
Why did I do this?
It's your turn.
Why?
Nice.
I'm still paying for it.
Hey, don't you feel ashamed about that, you and that hot body.
Hey, you know what? You and your Playboy tanned sticker that you used to put on your hip.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I feel great about myself.
Just because you got to make up stuff to make yourself feel better, Hunter.
Hey, you admitted it.
Yeah. Those who hurt, hurt people, okay? Yeah. I like Jessica's. This is great. This is what I was looking for. She said she took a heroic hit off a bong, then proceeded to have an asthma attack.
Oh, my God.
That actually happened to me. You know, I can relate. In California, that happened to me.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
The hero. Yeah, the bong hitting heroes, man.
The you had to stand up to hit this bong.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way around. I can't fake myself. I'm going to lean into this bad boy. Woo, Skip. I screwed up.
So you had to stand up to hit the bong.
I screwed up.
It is. There's always those bong hitting heroes, and they're all in college. And you'll show up somewhere and be like, I can do that, man. Okay. And then they're quiet for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
Yeah.
He's in bed.
Tell you what, he screwed up. That's where he went. He screwed up. And you just know it, too.
He thought he could handle it.
You know it. It just hits you, and you're like,
You always know, too, that person. Oh, yeah. Like, dude, this is going to be fun.
You're line up, buddy.
Yeah, line up. You're up next, buddy.
You want your life to be ruined for the next 12 hours?
Right.
Here you go. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk more about screw-ups later on. Right.